Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, December 16th, 2024, through Friday, December 20th, 2024. Monday, December 16th, 2024. Former IRS employee pleads guilty to fraudulent tax returns. Sandra D. Mondane, a former IRS employee, pleaded guilty in federal court to preparing fraudulent tax returns that illegally claimed more than $200,000 in refunds for her clients. Mondane pleaded guilty to one count of aiding and abetting in the preparation and filing of false tax returns. By pleading guilty, Mondane admitted that she prepared federal income tax returns for clients that contained false and fraudulent claims. The indictment charged her with assisting at least 11 individuals to file at least 39 false and fraudulent income tax returns for the tax years 2019 through 2021. The tax loss associated with those false claims is approximately $237,329. By including the fraudulent items on her clients' tax returns, Mondane was able to manufacture substantial refunds for her clients that they would not have been entitled to if the returns had been accurately prepared. Mondane charged her clients a fee, which was either a fixed dollar amount and/or a percentage of the tax refund. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, December 17, 2024. Computer intrusion and theft charges unsealed against two men. The United States government unsealed charges against two individuals for their scheme to allegedly intrude Massachusetts tax preparation firm's computer networks to steal confidential client information and then file fraudulent tax returns, seeking tax refunds to be deposited in bank accounts they controlled. Matthew A. Cand of Mexico and Nigeria was arrested on October 15, 2024, at Heathrow Airport in the United Kingdom at the request of the United States. Condi was indicted by a federal grand jury in Boston on July 19, 2022, on one count of conspiracy to obtain unauthorized access to protected computers, in furtherance of fraud, and to commit theft of government money and money laundering, one count of wire fraud, four counts of unauthorized access to protected computers in furtherance of fraud, 13 counts of theft of government money, and 14 counts of aggravated identity theft. Kihandi Oitunjai of North Dakota in Nigeria pleaded guilty in federal court in Boston on December 22, 2022, to one count of conspiracy to obtain unauthorized access to protected computers in furtherance of fraud and to committing theft of government money and money laundering. Between in or about June 2016 and June 2021, Akande Oitunjai and others are alleged to have worked together to steal money from the United States government using taxpayers' personally identifiable information, PII, to file fraudulent tax returns in the tax preparers' names. In addition, between in or about February 2020, the scheme involved stealing taxpayers' PII from Massachusetts tax preparation firms via phishing attacks and computer intrusions. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, December 18, 2024. North Carolina man pleads guilty to his role in scheme that defrauded hundreds of companies out of millions of dollars. Nicholas Scarantino pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit mail fraud, which carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Between July and November 2021, he and others mailed thousands of fictitious invoices in the name of Direct Chemicals to victim companies located all over the United States. Approximately 873 victim companies were tricked and defrauded into paying these fictitious invoices, totaling approximately $861,268.66. Several companies in the Western District of New York were victimized. The companies are located in Henrietta, Lakewood, Brockport, Andover, Rochester, Avon, Tonawanda, and Niagara Falls. The plea is the result of an investigation by the Internal Revenue Service Criminal Investigation under the direction of Special Agent in Charge, Thomas M. Federuso. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, under the direction of Special Agent in Charge Matthew Maraglia, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, under the direction of Inspector in Charge Ketty Larko Ward, Boston Division. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, December 19, 2024. Denver couple sentenced for scheme to defraud Department of Defense contractor. Kimberly Ann Tu and Michael Tu, both of Denver, Colorado, were sentenced for their roles in a wire fraud scheme that defrauded National Air Cargo, a logistics company and contractor for the Department of Defense. According to the facts established at trial, beginning in 2018, Michael Tu and Kimberly Tu conspired to defraud National Air Cargo through the submission of dozens of false invoices for services and items that were never provided. Over the course of 2 years, with the help of a co-conspirator, the Tus defrauded the business of $5 million. Testimony at trial demonstrated the Tus gambled away much of the money and spent $2.4 million buying cryptocurrencies at cryptocurrency ATMs across the Denver area. Michael Tu also failed to file federal income tax returns for tax years 2016 through 2019 on both his earned income and funds obtained from the fraud scheme. According to FBI Special Agent in Charge, Mark Michalek, the audacious and greedy scheme defrauded a defense contractor of $5 million over several years. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, December 20th, 2024. Bitfinex hacker sentenced in money laundering conspiracy involving billions of stolen cryptocurrency. Ilya Lichtenstein of New York City was sentenced in U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. to 60 months in federal prison for his involvement in a money laundering conspiracy arising from the hacking and theft of approximately 120,000 Bitcoin from Bitfinex, a global cryptocurrency exchange. According to court documents, Lichtenstein hacked into Bitfinex network in 2016 using advanced hacking tools and techniques. Once inside the network, Lichtenstein fraudulently authorized more than 2,000 transactions and transferred 119,754 Bitcoin to a cryptocurrency wallet in Lichtenstein's control. Lichtenstein then took steps to cover his tracks by deleting from Bitfinex's network access credentials and other log files that could have revealed his conduct to law enforcement. Following the hack, Lichtenstein enlisted the help of his wife, Heather Morgan, and laundering the stolen funds. Lichtenstein, at times with Morgan's assistance, employed numerous sophisticated laundering techniques, including using fictitious identities to set up online accounts, utilizing computer programs to automate transactions, depositing the stolen funds into accounts at a variety of darknet markets and cryptocurrency exchanges, and then withdrawing the funds, converting Bitcoin to other forms of cryptocurrency in a practice known as chain hopping, depositing a portion of the criminal proceeds into cryptocurrency mixing services, using U.S.-based business accounts to legitimize Lichtenstein's and Morgan's banking activity, and exchanging a portion of the stolen funds into gold coins. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbley, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.